Welcome to Extinct, hosted by Sullivan Gresham.
And co-hosted by Buckley Gresham.
Here's how the show works. We start by talking about a certain extinct animal.
Or one that had been brought back from the brink of extinction.
Yeah. We're going to explain, how it got extinct, just all the information you need to know, and, okay, let's start the show.
So, today, Sullivan, what are we talking about? Give them a little bit background information on what we're talking about today. Why
don't you? The great auk.
Awesome.
Awkward.
All right.
Okay, start talking. Let me give you some of the facts here.
Okay. Is the great auk named the great auk? Well, because auk in Gaelic means white head because of its gigantic splotches of white on its eyes, on top, and in front of its eyes. Okay, well, we got that part.
Yes, so some other background information. The auk is exactly 3 feet tall, which is around the height of a four-year-old.
Pretty big, right?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big for a bird.
Also very, short and big, so it's easy to shoot. They hunted it to extinction by hunting it for its feathers, its keratin.
It's fur.
Yes, its meat.
Also, largely its eggs were consumable, yes. So people yes. wanted to have its eggs. Yeah, like you said, but I like to think of it as the penguin of the north, because penguins only live in the South Pole area, but the great auk lives in Iceland, which is near the North Pole. So they're basically the penguins of the north.
And also, they're exactly like the penguin. Here's some examples. Well, they can't fly, and they're really good swimmers. And they eat mainly fish.
So this is the same thing that's kind of happened to the dodo bird. They didn't know to be afraid of humans, thus they easily went extinct. So I didn't have anything else to add.
Did you say what year they went extinct?
Oh, yeah. They went extinct in 1844.
Mm-hmm. 1844.
Back then, they didn't have any cameras, so there are no real pictures of the great auk. There may be some of dead ones or skeletons, but...
No. Usually, if you see one, it's just going to be like a taxidermy model, AI created, or a painting.
Yeah.
So there are no real pictures. Plus, these pictures probably wouldn't be good quality, and you couldn't tell what they look like anyway.
And also, about the white head... In another part of its head that's white, it has these white lines. Back then, that was the only way you could tell them from penguins.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, once again, let's just wrap up here. Do you have any more information to add before I wrap up, Sullivan?
They're also related to puffins. I just wanted some people to know that. Okay.
Yeah, related to puffins.
Alright.
We better stock up on information.
Yeah, we better wrap this up before it gets awkward. Do you have any wrap up? Just restate all the information. So, once again, the great auk was a bird that lived in the north, sometimes known as the penguin of the north. It was a relative of the puffin, and it was about 3 feet tall. It came from...
I host the first part of the show. You host the rest.
No, that's not how it works. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next time on Extinct with Sullivan and Buckley Gray.